Signs and Secrets of the Messiah, A Fresh Look at the Miracles of Jesus by Jason Sobel. Overview. What did the miracles of Jesus mean to someone with a background of Jesus, a Jewish context? Rabbi Jason Sobel gives his take as a Messianic believer in providing some details and context that might be missed by modern-day Western readers. Review. Currently, I'm leaving aside any discussion on the author or his continuationist ideas. This review is about the book. While there is some good theology and history here, what Sobel attempts to do is tie a lot of sayings, allusions, and typologies from the Old Testament into the New Testament. The biggest issue that when Sobel is attempting to tie them together is he tends to just make assertions without actually providing proof that we should view the link, or better yet, that the original authors, audiences, or speakers would be doing the linking. Discussion on the importance of Jesus doing his first miracle at a wedding is linked as important to the original created order, but how? Other than the assertion there, there's no direct link to the first miracle being at the wedding. Some of the worst attempts to link ideas is through cabal-like numerology and counting Hebrew words, which can be things. However, in things like his discussion of John 3, Sobel asserts Hebrew letters numbering when the original context was in Greek. Where is the discussion that we should take the original languages, translate it into Hebrew, and then take the importance of the number scale into consideration? Is this what Jesus wants to highlight when he's talking in John 3? Is that what John's wanting to highlight? Anybody? There's also a focus on using Yeshua for Jesus and implementing Hebrew terminology throughout the book. This seems more like brand focusing than what's necessary. However, I will say there isn't anything outright heretical here. There is some good points to be made about faith and sanctification. Again, I'm leaving out any discussion of continuations out of the discussion, only focusing on the book. More focus could have been done of staying within the Old Testament to show the linking that Sobel is attempting to do. If you're looking for something along those lines, G.K. Beale's Handbook of the New Testament Use of the Old Testament, Exegesis and Interpretation, is a good introductory text into that. I wouldn't recommend this one. Final grade, D.